This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yes, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Didn't have any snow. Don't take much snow to knock South Carolina out, though. I mean, like a half an inch, and we're done. Sad, really. It's just sad. I really enjoy it whenever gun grabbers and establishment types discover something that's been going on for a long time, and then they're the big saucer eyes and the I didn't know this occurred, and I didn't know this existed, and it's quite humorous in so many ways. Now, it was discovered. And this is written by somebody who writes about foreign policy, okay? Talking about Lloyd's of London. You see, over the years, they've insured everything from celebrity body parts to Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic spaceship. And less well known is that in the United States, the Lloyd's underwriters have taken on policies associated with more common, yet according to the gun grabbers, yet arguably more dangerous risk, guns. Now, we're not actually talking about insuring guns here. But this is when you get into when you get in with the gun grabbers, and when you start going into that cobwebby dark corner that is their brain and the way they think, it gets a little convoluted. See, this is an anti-gun piece of propaganda, right? See, according to them, gun violence continues to exact a steep price in the United States. And, you know, recently we had 26 shot in Sutherland Springs, Texas. And since they discovered NRA carry guard and what it actually is, now they've discovered that there is self-defense insurance, which I've only talked about here for the past, since the show's been in, my first sponsor with this was USCCA, then it was Texas Law Shield, and then it was Second Call Defense. Texas Law Shield for 2 years, Second Call Defense for 2 years. So we know, out of all that, all this stuff, that it's been at least 5 years that this stuff has existed. This tells you that the gun grabbers don't listen to me yet. Now, and they're calling this, the gun grabbers are calling this part of the insurance industry, they're calling it murder insurance. Like, Stand Your Ground and Castle Doctrine is murder permission, if you will. Now, when the NRA came out with the NRA carry guard insurance, I didn't have a problem with them having it. I didn't like the way they were putting it together. I didn't like the way they put it in play. But I didn't mind them having it. As a matter of fact, I thought it was going to actually revolutionize the entire industry to where everybody became aware that this was out there, and everybody that had a gun, if it wasn't Second Call Defense, if it wasn't Texas Law Shield, if it wasn't USCCA, you would find somebody to give you that coverage. I had no problem with that. Carry Guard is a product launched earlier this year, underwritten by Westchester, part of the Chubb Insurance Company, to cover the civil and criminal defense costs in the event a gun owner shoots someone in self-defense, or as they call it in gun grabber land, murder insurance. Now, Carry Guard has earned a little notoriety, but less attention has been focused on how Lloyd's underwrites several different types of NRA-endorsed firearms policies, ranging from personal liability to insurance for gun shows. Lloyd's can underwrite insurance that many insurance companies cannot because of the way it's set up. It operates as a marketplace in which underwriters come together as syndicates to pool risk. And that brings together specialists in unusual areas, allowing it to insure things like the nose of a winemaker with a unique sense of smell. You don't want to have the sommelier go down. The structure enables the Lloyd's market to underwrite policies that other insurers might be hesitant to take on, like for firearms, according to the experts, or so the experts at like the gun grabbers. Andrew DeGuide, of the author On the Brink, How a Crisis Transformed Lloyd's of London, writes, if there's an unusual or unpopular risk that needs to be met, somewhere, someone in Lloyd's is often willing to assess it and put a price on it. This applies to a wide range of insurance needs arising around the world. And in the United States, these needs apparently include guns. Just there should be like a gong that plays every time one of these gun grabbers says guns, like gong, dong, you know. So anyway, they lament that the NRA promotes a variety of insurance products for gun owners and gun show promoters through Lloyd's, including products that cover costs stemming from criminal and self-defense suits against the policyholder. According to the NRA website, the self-defense policy includes coverage for defense costs and damages in a civil suit and reimbursement for criminal defense costs upon acquittal. Policies advertised on the website remain up to date, said Dean Davison, the senior vice president and director of communications for Lockton Affinity Companies, which administers the NRA-endorsed insurance. And when contacted by Foreign Policy, the NRA declined to comment, but a Lloyd's spokesman in London did not respond to requests for comment, while a spokeswoman in New York declined to comment. Way to go. Way to cover this. Way to cover this, guys. Now, according to Foreign Policy, it is unclear how long these insurance policies have been offered, but it appears to have been at least several years. In 2013, Insurance Journal noted that the NRA offers an insurance program administered by Lockton and insured by Lloyd's of London. That same year, Bankrate, Inc.'s personal finance website, reported that Lloyd's of London underwrote two options for NRA self-defense coverage, including one for $100,000 in combined liability coverage for civil defense costs plus criminal defense reimbursement if acquitted at the price of $165 a year. Funny, I haven't ever heard of that one. That one would be, at that price, I'd probably look at it. So, like I just said, I've been talking about it for the past 5 years, so the part where they don't know how long it's been out there just tells me they're really late to the party, and it's shocking to them. It's shocking to them, and they get out there and, the critics for this, the gun grabbers, there's plenty of people critical of this. I am in some cases critical myself. I do not contend, like the gun grabbers do, that this will result in more gun violence for the same reason some believe stand your ground laws can make people more likely to pull the trigger. They say it potentially lessens the consequences of shooting a gun. Listen. For the uninitiated, shooting a gun at a human and hitting a human has a great many consequences, even if you get off scot-free. And this is the thing these guys don't get. They think that we're just all out here just salivating, waiting to bust a cap in somebody. According to a 2013 study published in the Journal of Human Resources, found that Stand Your Ground laws, which have been passed in 24 states and under certain circumstances allow people to resort to violent self-defense, failed to reduce burglaries, robberies, or aggravated assaults, and they also led to a statistically significant 8% net increase in the number of reported murders and non-negligent manslaughters. Of course, that you don't have to prove any of that. It doesn't even tell you how that plays into it, how many people that actually did that based upon Stand Your Ground and all that other stuff actually played into that. But I just find it funny that this has been around as long as it has, and they just found it this past week. And now they're all up in arms about it. And it's murder insurance, don't you know? It's New York State is going to investigate the NRA for offering this. And the NRA, they're the ones that are late to that party. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
largest selection of Knight armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lock and Load. Somebody out there just got himself a Tetsudo 2. That is the diamond in the rough among plate carriers, and you're going to love it. You are going to love it once you get it set up. but I want them to send me a picture. Any of you that have bought any AR-500 armor stuff, send me pictures of you all tooled up in that, would you, Bill, at lockandloadradio.com. Gun grabber Mark Kelly is an astronaut, as the fake stream legacy media, who is so sympathetic to his efforts, loves to remind us each time they run a story about him. And I get it. I mean, he's been in space 4 times. That's pretty cool. But it doesn't mean he's right on his crusade to strip his fellow Americans of their essential freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution. It doesn't make it okay that he works relentlessly every day to render me and other people defenseless against the evil that he sadly knows all too well exists in the world, because before he was a astronaut, he was a military dude. Being one of NASA's select few does not give him license to constantly mislead the public. At every press opportunity, he touts his strong support for the Second Amendment and desire to protect responsible gun ownership while working to kill every policy that makes the right to keep and bear arms stronger and conditions for gun owners better. He claims that his anti-gun organization is nothing more than an effort to keep guns out of the wrong hands, but this is pure deceit. Unless he believes every American citizen is not affiliated with law enforcement or the military, has a pair of, you know, of the wrong hands. Now, Kelly knows as much about guns as I do about piloting the space shuttle. My lack of knowledge usually keeps me from trying to tell people how to fly into space and back, but his lack of knowledge seemingly encourages him to try to dictate all kinds of things to gun owners. For example, his advocacy of congressionally imposed magazine limitations. He thinks he knows exactly how many rounds of ammunition people need to survive their fight against well-armed criminal thugs who kick their front door down in the middle of the night. I am someone who is trained and continues to train in the use of firearms for self-defense, and I would be the first to tell the shuttle jockey that none of the countless citizens who are alive today, because they own firearms, ever thought, I have way too much ammunition available to me right now in the middle of their fight for survival. And never crossed their mind. There is not much in a world of 6 billion people that hasn't happened at least once. But this is one. Another example of his strong support of the Second Amendment is his opposition to federal legislation that makes it easier for law-abiding gun owners to obtain suppressors. These devices make muzzle noise less harmful, but Kelly likes to tell gun owners to stop complaining and just wear earplugs. He apparently doesn't think it's strange that firearms are the only items in our society that the government mandates be as loud and damaging to our precious hearing as possible. Other noise-emitting objects like cars and motorcycles and lawn equipment are required by law to be muffled. And if that isn't enough, his most recent scheme to convince self-defense-minded gun owners he's looking out for them is to oppose Congress's efforts to pass national right to carry reciprocity, which would require states to honor concealed handgun licenses issued by other states in the same way they honor driver's licenses. He believes that the 16 million plus license holders in the country who live peaceful, responsible, law-abiding lives day to day will turn into murderous lunatics once they slip across the state line somewhere. Now, you shouldn't be worried about this. If you are confused, you should be. I certainly am. As part of his effort, he wrote an article for the Washington Post last week that tries to paint those of us who regularly carry concealed handguns for our defense as dangerous. His example detailed the brave and tactically perfect behavior of the armed citizen who responded when a madman opened fire on Kelly's wife and those who attended her constituent event in a Safeway parking lot in Tucson. Joe Zamudio was shopping in a nearby drugstore at the time of the shooting. He ran toward the sound of gunfire because he believed he might be able to use his legally owned concealed handgun to save lives, like so many before him had. But as he ran, he kept his handgun concealed, but at the ready in order to ensure he would not be mistaken for the shooter by others in the area. And as he arrived on the scene, he saw a man with a gun and ordered him to drop it. He didn't fire at the man because he did not pose an imminent threat. Zamudio later discovered that the man had just helped disarm the killer. No military or law enforcement veteran could have possibly acted more appropriately under the any sort of, you know, this was chaotic. Perfection cannot be improved upon. But because of this victim's case of mistaken identity and because his wife was injured by a criminal, a class of individual who by definition does not abide by the law, we obviously need more laws that would prevent armed citizens like Mr. Zamudio and the other Good Samaritan from helping in the future. Reading this account of Citizen Joe's action shortly after that terrible day in 2011, I took pride in that and for having been a part of the years-long process. You know, it's been going on for years. Every time we get a new state, it's good. So this brilliant account as a reason to deny the millions of Joe Zamudios in our country the same ability to try to make a difference when evil knocks, regardless of where they happen to be traveling in America, is mind-boggling. Any reasonable person who gives this argument even a couple seconds consideration, you're going to see this as a proof of how desperate the gun control crowd gets when it tries to paint the great concealed carry experiment here in the United States as a failure, when it has so empirically proven to be anything but. They're desperate because they fear armed citizens more than anything, but they can't reasonably explain why. They can't run with it's just scary, so they have to reach beyond the bounds of reason. Kelly may have even pulled a few muscles on that one. And the concealed carry experiment that began so long ago is arguably the greatest and most successful social experiment in the country's history. The Chicken Littles were wrong the whole time they've been wrong. Those who go to the trouble of legally carrying concealed handguns have proven to be the most law-abiding. We know this. So, permit holders have earned the respect and trust of everyone through the decades. Though some still try to lie and distort the record to keep them from being able to defend themselves and the loved ones is shameful. And we live in a time when we need more armed first responders and fewer. And some like Kelly will never get that. Those in his chosen profession are supposed to be rational and driven by logic in every action they take, big or small. I guess there really are exceptions to just about every rule, huh? Just about every rule, this being one of them. All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, in 2018, as we head to the midterms, we're going to see what is probably going to be called the largest, biggest political scandal in history. And we're going to see how it plays out in 2018. Because now that it's out in the open, the whole deep state coup, the slow coup they've been trying to put in place against Trump, that's going to come apart. Now, this process of unraveling and deconstructing and uncovering the worst political scandal in American history needs to be done the right way, or else it will founder under the waves of abuse that will pour from the media and the political branches of the establishment. Not only must all of the legal niceties be observed, the rollout of information must be undertaken with a strategy in mind. Each step will build on the previous and address the probable response. When Rosenstein, whatever his name is, evaded the answers being sought in the congressional hearing and deferred to the IG investigation in a way, to a degree, that was a reasonable response. Even though Rosenstein is now a hate object for having appointed Mueller as a special counsel, the IG, Michael E. Horowitz, is no political stooge. And letting any of the IG's cats out of the bag early could have serious consequences. Now, Sundance of Conservative Treehouse has a must-read column today analyzing the pattern of disclosures from the IG. And in Sundance's words, it just looks like a prosecutor laying out his case. I don't even know what that says. Let's quit that. Got stuff flashing up on screens. Coming from Sundance, it says, consider what is at stake and further consider what you were given the task of revealing, or that you were given the task of revealing the outcome of an investigation of such consequence. How would you introduce the findings to the larger U.S. electorate? Given the timing of the releases from the IG's investigation, I think that what we are seeing in the past 2 weeks is this slow layout. A prosecutor laying out his case over the course of multiple media cycles. There's a pattern in the released OIG information and how we retrieve it from the media. Ahead of FBI Director Christopher Wray appearing before Congress, the IG released the information about FBI agent Strozek and his mistress, FBI DOJ attorney Lisa Page. Just before Assistant FBI Director Andrew McCabe is going to appear before Congress, the IG released information about DOJ Deputy Bruce Orr and his wife Nellie Orr. Andrew McCabe ducked out of the hearing and will now appear next week. And that one should be interesting. And if he's still employed. Just before DOJ Assistant AG Rod Rosenstein appeared before Congress, the IG released the actual text messaging information from Agent Strozek and Lisa Page. Do you get the pattern? Do you see what's happening here? Sundance lays out what I've been thinking of as a story arc, the broad picture of where this can be expected to develop, given the facts that we know them at the moment. I am very conscious of the fact that Trump is a master showman with a specialty in reality TV, and he thinks in terms of story arcs. So this, you know, I see him. He doesn't seem very perturbed by all this, and maybe this is why. Further from Sundance, we get this. The OIG is laying out the case for further inquiry, investigation, and more importantly, questioning of each of the aforementioned officials. And they're laying out his prosecutable case before the American public via TV and congressional appearances. In my humble opinion, none of this is accidental. This is strategic white hat distribution of material that is immensely important to the larger U.S. electorate. The subject matter is so consequential, it needs to be absorbed in small, digestible portions. And therein lies the rub. Therein lies the rub. So, that's the thing. That's the thing. We should be hearing from the IG in the early part of next year in time for this to start unfold in TV prior to the November midterm elections. Now, Sundance looks ahead the next couple of steps toward prosecution and follows the potential chain upward. Momentum and consequently timing is critical because of the expected all-out resistance. Watergate is going to seem so like nothing compared to this. I'm eagerly awaiting next year. This is going to be one of those things where where a lot of things are going to change. And while everybody's sitting back there saying, oh, Roy Moore is the harbinger of things. No, it is not. He is not. Because this is all going to come apart. This is all. I saw the other day where one of the former directors of one of the agencies, they knew they were politicizing what, you know, their agencies. And they did it anyway. And he didn't think it was a good idea at the time. And now he really doesn't think it was a good idea. And, well, he was right. See, here's the thing about these guys. The president has to rely upon these guys. The president has to get briefings from these guys. When he was president-elect, they weren't giving him the briefings he should have been getting. This is not for them to decide to do. This is not the way this works. No, it doesn't. So, there we go. That's all coming. And I mean, there's nothing to stop it now. There's nothing that is going to upend this. This has begun to unravel. I don't like Rosenstein. I do not like Rosenstein. At the same time, I wonder how much of this is subterfuge on his part, because he has to know what Horowitz is doing. And like I said, Horowitz is nobody's fool. There are some straight shooters in government today. He is one of them. He sees his role exactly the way it should be, and that's all he sees is his role. He doesn't embellish. He's not out there trying to be something more than he isn't. He's just wanting to do that which he does. And all of that is coming, just as sure as we are sitting here. So that's all going to uncover and come at us between now and the midterms in the next 5-6 months, I would think. So let's sit back and have a little bit of patience for this one. I'm not worried about Roy Moore losing now. I wasn't so much worried about him losing as us giving up ground, which is, I find that to be stupid, but, you know, I'm dealing with establishment Republicans here, and they do all kinds of stupid stuff anyway, so I guess I'm going to have to put aside certain things and just relax for a moment, just let this unfold, because this is going to be a lot of fireworks here. This is going to be the deep state. It's going to, what we can't see is about to be revealed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. There's some people claiming that up to 100 congressional women are demanding that Trump be investigated for sexual abuse for the purpose of either getting him to resign or move towards impeachment. Never mind that it turns out that Gloria Allred's daughter, when she was dealing with all of these women, was trying to negotiate big paydays for them. I mean, what has that got to do with seeking justice? But that's beside the point. But you know what? I'm going to play this stupid game. Okay, I'm going to play this stupid game. Now, you know, in the lexicon of the rape culture, which, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying sexual assault does not occur. If you're going to get out there and paint us all with a brush, we've already seen how well that works when it comes to gun owners, but that's okay. Let's paint, shall we? Here is a list of criteria I think you need to meet before we go any further forward. First of all, you need to be asking all male members of Congress to be investigated with the following questions. Did they ever oogle or stare at, is it oogle or ogle? Who came up with that word anyway? Did they ever oogle or stare at any other person thinking they look attractive? And did they have permission to oogle? Hello, excuse me, ma'am. I find you to be quite attractive. May I oogle you, please? If you ask for permission to oogle, are you assaulting then? Did they ever kiss any person without asking specific permission to do so? I see it happen all the time. Did they ask what kind of kiss is allowed? Most of the time, I want you to try to conjure these images in your head as I'm dancing off of them, okay? And did they ask what kind of kiss is allowed? I already told you that. Did they ever try to cop a feel with any woman? Was there specific approval for that? Did they ever talk about sex or other persons with anyone in what is now considered an inappropriate manner at any time in your life? And does that talk disqualify you for political office? And my guess is most of the men in Congress would have to answer yes to most of those questions. So why aren't the 100 congresswomen asking for hearings on them? Then I would ask the congresswomen themselves the following questions. Did anyone ever oogle or stare at you? Did you try to dress yourself to look attractive, or did you intentionally try to look unattractive so that no one would stare or oogle at you? Did they, you know, when you look at the word, it sounds like ogle, but that sounds worse than oogle, doesn't it? Did you ever feel threatened by the oogling? enough to claim sexual abuse. And if not, why not? Did you always give permission before someone kissed you? Did you tell them specifically what kind of kiss was allowed? If not, did you claim that you were sexually abused? If not, why not? Did anyone ever try to, you know, touch you in an inappropriate manner? Did they always ask permission first? Did you ever claim abuse if they did? If not, why not? Have they ever talked about sex or men or other women in an inappropriate manner? And does that disqualify you to hold office? And have you ever read any of the Shades of Grey books? All of the men and women of the journalista persuasion who are going after Trump every day should be asked those questions. Maybe we need laws to outlaw kissing, oogling, and flirting and holding hands and sex, because according to current reporting, all could be considered to be abuse. Now, Bill Clinton would have answered all questions with, it depends on what the definition of sex is. Life wouldn't be much fun. It would be hard to procreate. But if we can just get a president they don't like, that would be okay, I guess. My guess is that most of the 100 women who want to investigate Trump know that almost all the other men in Congress have done something now regarded as harassment, and they don't care. That's not part of the problem. They don't like Trump and his agenda, and they will use any excuse to go after him. Facts really don't matter, after all. Somebody email me and tell me how you pronounce the word O-G-L-E. Is it oogle? Is it ogle? You know, if I'm sounding it out, I think it's oogle. Now, that just cracks me up. What were you doing? I was oogling her. Oh, my God. Did anyone see you? Yes. Have we gone this? Look, I don't have any issue with going after a sexual predator, none at all. As a matter of fact, I would probably be called overzealous in my pursuit of them. If it's against women, if it's against children, oh, that's a whole different story. If it's against children, but whoever it is against, I got a special place in hell waiting just for them. So that's not the issue. The issue is we have now gone from actually talking about individuals who, you know, when you've got the leftists coming after the leftists, in the case of Ashley Judd and Harvey Weinstein, okay, probably an issue there. One of the things I said about Omar Mateen when he shot up the Pulse nightclub is here we had one part of the protected class of the leftists, which was the Islamic Muslims, going after another protected class of the leftists, the homosexual, you know, community. Who do you point the finger at then in that particular case? So in these events where you get out there and this becomes sort of self-evident, that's one thing. Now, see, the whole thing with Roy Moore, that's a whole different story. For me, because this guy, he was in the public eye, but it was like, you know, judges can't do anything to you unless you're in front of them. Okay? They can't have you arrested or something for doing nothing, right? As a matter of fact, you won't ever see one unless you've been arrested and you've got to go stand in front of one. So, this part of it, is where it becomes troublesome for me, because getting out here and using this as now a just standard, it reminds me of the racist thing, which was the fallback. Well, you know, I could prove to you with a slide rule, some aluminum foil, and some scotch tape how armed Americans make America safer. Oh, yeah, well, you're a racist. Oh, no, now I have to defend myself against being called a racist. And it's a misdirected ploy, if you will, to get out there and do this. Now, at some point, somebody's going to have to stand up, and we're going to have to draw a line and say, this is sexual predation, and this is innuendo. And is it inappropriate? Is it illegal? Is it criminal to use innuendo? And if you use innuendo, should that prohibit you from ever seeking public office? And if you ever spoke in a locker room, if you ever talked about women, if you ever talked about men, you know, if, you know, let's give out the equal rights, shall we? If that's the way it went, should that prohibit you from seeking public office? Should that give you a disability from holding public office? See, the thing with Trump is that that's already been decided. And the thing these guys keep missing is that we're not going to allow him to be impeached. And I'm not trying to be threatening or sound predatory in my own way, but it's just not going to happen. You guys have to enjoy the ride. That's the way these work. Now, while I'm not one out there to, you know, I'm not interested in going quietly into the good night. When Obama won because we ran McCain against him and we ran Romney against him. That's how he won. And Trump won because you ran Clinton against him, which you couldn't have picked anybody less likable than Hillary Pantsuit Clinton. And that's on you. It's not on me. And welcome to the land of Trump, and enjoy it because it's going to go on through 2024. So, you know, you see what I'm saying. Just going to have to learn to live with it. That's the way of the world. That's the way of the civilized world. We're going to go uncivilized when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.